back and forth, we wanted to add cities as voting members and then add legislators as voting members. He's apparently backed off of that and now is saying we just have them in the room as non-voting members. The cities are already in the room as non-voting members. They listen, they participate, but they don't write anything. And where there's some question now about whether he's going to allow the Democrats to choose, you know, what Democrats are going to be in the room as well as what Republicans will be in the room. There's some discussion about creating some type of balance between Democrat and Republican, our urban versus rural. I know Commissioner Mitchell's involved in this as well. You may have some things you want to elaborate on this. The status at this point, I understand, is, you know, it's the hearing is happening, government affairs with the Senate. And as far as traction goes, there's some traction. It is moving forward without the voting members. And NACO and other counties are looking at this. NACO's taking a little bit of a soft approach. The Nevada Association of Counties, I should say, would like them to take a strong opposition, but they're feeling like, well, as long as these people aren't voting, it's a little bit okay. Our concern is with what we just talked about for the last 45 minutes, this bill easily either now or in the next 2 years can morph into something more, as we have seen it's already morphing into something more, and we're really concerned about that. So at this point, we're asking, we're recommending a motion to oppose this, continue, and to continue working with the committees and testifying accordingly, and then allow us to, if anything changes, to come back to this board potentially as a special meeting to get further direction. I welcome discussion.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any comments or questions?
I've been clear, Mr. Chairman, in past meetings. I've been clear in past meetings that I recommend we oppose this this particular bill aggressively. I appreciate County Manager's comments on the fact that they morph, they get a start, and they go stronger. I remember when this bill started in the last legislative session, it had very strong language and voting approvals, and so now it's stepped back two steps, but that's still coming. So I believe it's in our best interest, at least for my chair in the county, that we oppose this bill aggressively. Thank you.
Thank you. Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
I still think the right thing to do is oppose it. I think I would just maybe mention something for the commission to keep in mind, and that's, you know, the strategy on a bigger picture scale. And what I mean by that is, if, let's say, Senator Daley were to oppose SB 432 vocally, is that a reason to soften our opposition to his bill if that bill is, if the indications are that that bill is going to be passed and approved? So anyway, I don't think it's worth making any change to our position at this point, but certainly something to consider in kind of the grand scheme of, you know, is there a benefit, or let's put it the other way, is there a detriment to us opposing a bill that is likely to pass anyway? Does that potentially strategically hurt us in the broader scheme of gaining support behind opposing other bills that might be even worse? Which is not a great place to be, choosing a lesser of two evils, if you will, but certainly, in my mind, worth considering. We may reject it. You know, we may say that there's the value in that is not worth opening the door to a study that then potentially morphs into something else. But I think it's something that's worth considering, at least. But I'm comfortable keeping our position the same for now.
All right. Thank you. I'll put a little bit of thought into your suggestion. For now, obviously, I'll continue my position as far as opposing this bill in its entirety. Is there any public comment regarding this item?
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Hugh Gallagher for the record. Before I start on this, I want to reiterate what Commissioner Gilman said about the impact of this the possibility of all of this stuff. This could be a train wreck. I did not hear about 432 until today, and I'll tell you what, we probably had figured that something was going to come down this line when all the abatements are gone, but this is a goal line stand for Story County. Man, we gotta press these guys. We gotta do everything in our power to make sure that none of this stuff goes forward. Problem is, as I see it, before we had representation from Douglas County. Now our assemblymen and our senator are from Washington County. P.K. O'Neill lives in Sparks. So I'm not sure if we're going to get much help there, but whatever means that you have available to go ahead and defeat this bill, I would certainly recommend it. And, of course, 432, I mean, I'm not sure if you still have the gal in Carson. Mary Walker, she's still on board. I would even suggest maybe as a sidelight, grabbing somebody like Peter Knott, who's very well liked, very well respected in there, and just have him do nothing but, or somebody like him to do these bills. But this is going to affect Story County forever, and not a very good way. And of course, everybody sees the income that Story County is about to receive, but they want the income, but they don't want part of the debt. And it's a very, very terrible deal, both of them. But I urge this commission to do anything they can to defeat it. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. You. Is there any other public comment regarding this bill? All right. Do you need an official, some more direction via motion, or are you good?
I would like an official motion for us to oppose in all forms.
Okay.
And if anything interesting comes, we can always come back to the board.
Fair enough. Ms. Sherman, are you ready to make a motion on this?
This is Commissioner Mitchell. I move to for the county to oppose SB 81 in all forms.
All right, there's a motion. I will second that motion. Oh, excuse me. Sorry, I forgot you were back, Commissioner Gilman. I think you're on mute, sir.
No, that doesn't help you, does it?
Yeah.
All right. I second that motion. Thank you.
Thank you. So there is a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. County manager, on to the next.
All right. Thank you. Austin Osborne for the record. This one's regarding Assembly Bill 143. This is a Story County bill that's sponsored by P.K. O'Neill, or Assemblyman O'Neill. And at this point, there has been a recent hearing on the matter, and it looked pretty good. We did a lot of testimony. I really appreciate Mr. Loomis attending and talking about all the legalities and things that came up with a lot of questions about different things across the state. Our assessor, Janice Seddon, was also there, and she was very helpful in discussing a lot of nuances related to property taxes and transfers and things. And then our recorder also, Drew McPherson, she was helpful too, and just being able to kind of provide some back and forth on how this might affect the recorder's office and fees and those sort of matters. And at this point, Commissioner Mitchell was also present during this, and then and had provided testimony with me, and all of us worked together pretty well on this. There was a workshop, a technical work session that occurred the other day. That was on March 29th. At this point, PK gave a presentation. There was no questions or anything from the members except to each other regarding some minor technicalities. That bill has passed out of that committee. It will be on to the assembly floor. And then at this point, then we're preparing for it to go to Senate committee, and then we'll run that cycle again. At this point, I want to ask for a motion to support this bill. For those members of the public that are attending, this is a reminder that this bill will enable us to be able to transfer those lands that we got from the federal government from us over to them through quitclaim. And I want to emphasize, we do not own their properties at this point. It is simply federal government no longer has claim to it. Now we're one to no longer have claim to it. There was a couple amendments that did come to the bill when they left out Washoe County, as this is a statewide bill, asked if it would start on October 31, 2023. That would allow their offices a little bit of time to prepare and get poised for this to happen if it were to happen in their county. We were okay with that. We expressed our concurrence. And then also the committee asked if the bill would sunset on June 30, 2025, just in case there's anything about it that may become that's unknown, that may become apparent over the next couple of years, at which point they could revisit it and either continue it or make any corrections that might be necessary. We were also okay with that. And Commissioner Mitchell is also present. He may have something he wants to say, as well as Mr. Loomis.
Thank you, Austin.
You're welcome.
Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions or comments. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman Mitchell?
No, just want to thank folks that worked on this. It passed unanimously out of committee, and so that's good news. It's moving along. And, I think all of the amendments were positive. Just for the record, I think it's October 1st. We keep saying Halloween or Nevada Day, whichever you want to say. But I think what they actually proposed is October 1st as the effective date. Just gives it some time to go into place. So...
All right, thank you. I have no further comments on this. Is there any public comment regarding the landfill? Or, yes. All right, with that said, would you care to entertain a motion?
I can make a motion. This is Commissioner Mitchell. I move to take a position of support, or to continue our position of support for AB 143, the land transfer bill, and continue to work with the sponsor to get it passed.
Second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Up next.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Husband for the record. Assembly Bill 63. Is Story County sponsor bill. This is the I-80 safety corridor bill. At this point, we know what the status of the bill is. It has been changed substantially more to a statewide overall safety corridors legislation. At this point, it went through one hearing. It's awaiting another hearing. I have seen in the news recently, some of it forwarded to me, but it's hit the local news as well, that NDOT has recently reduced the speed limit along that stretch of the corridor to five miles an hour. So it'd be 65 now. And then also I noticed in those news articles that they're referencing that NDOT at least is discussing doing an environmental assessment and beginning that process of getting some kind of action done on that stretch of road. At this point, a lot of folks of us are involved in this, and I don't have anything else that hasn't gone to a final vote yet with any committee.
Okay. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments about the safety corridor bill?
No, all good. It looks like we're making a progress and headway here. So thank you, everyone.
Mr. Chairman Mitchell?
I guess my question would just be, is there something that's incumbent on us as far as further refinement on the bill? Or is it kind of in the hands of the legislature at this point?
Commissioner Mitchell, I'll be happy to answer that. We proposed a bill that had a lot of structure and a lot of specifics. And NDOT put, I believe, as a $14 million fiscal note on that. And that is that means that the bill goes into the building and doesn't go anywhere. It may die. So, Bill, our lobbyists have been working with NDOT. And the director of NDOT with their team agreed to remove most of those fiscal notes if the bill would go a certain way. They went back and forth and worked on it. We reviewed it as well. I think in this case is we're not going to get everything we want, but we'd like to get something done. And if it does appear that under the new governor's administration and a lot of new leadership in the state, that there is an interest in getting something done along this corridor, I think with that, compared to the bill that would move forward, that may not have all the pieces that we want, but it has the principle and the purpose we want, I think those things combined will get something done along that interstate. I think that's kind of where we are. Our lobbyists are working very closely on this. especially Ms. Foley and Mr. Adler. They're kind of the ones focusing in this area, as well as us. So if you're comfortable with that approach, we can continue proceeding accordingly.
Thank you. Great. All right. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. You want to make a motion?
This is Commissioner Mitchell. I move to instruct staff to continue to work with our lobbyists on the furtherance and in support of AB 63.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Next.
All right, there's three remaining that are smaller, but I know that they're of interest to one or more members of our team or this commission. I'll save the best for last, I guess. So it's 92, 47, and 304. So SB 92 is the sidewalk vendors. I know there was some discussion about that. At this point, the regulation would apply to counties of 100,000 or more. So I've gotten direction from this board to stay neutral on it until something that changes that might affect Story County. If you're comfortable, I'll ask for that we remain neutral.
Okay. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any changes of heart on this?
No, I do not. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Yeah, I'm good with neutral for now.
Okay. Do we need a motion for that, or are you good?
Sure, let's do a motion.
Okay. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
Yeah, this is Commissioner Mitchell. I move to continue a position of neutral on SB 92, the sidewalk vendor bill.
Second the motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All right. Motion passes unanimously.
As a continuation of my next item, not a vote. For the next one is Assembly Bill 47. This is the off-highway vehicle bill. I know Commissioner Mitchell has expressed some interest in this one. I'm happy to defer if you would like to talk about this. Basically, it's giving a little bit more local control to the counties. We've supported it in the past.
Do you want to?
You know, I haven't been following it that closely as we've been focused on other things in the last week or so. So I'm not aware of where exactly the bill stands as of right now, but I'm comfortable with the idea of giving a little more leeway to local jurisdictions as far as designating or allowing off-highway vehicles. There are some other off-highway vehicle bills I know that are circulating as well that may have different impacts, but I'm comfortable continuing either just a wait and see posture or supporting this.
All right. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about AB 47?
I do not. I would support Commissioner Vice Chairman Mitchell in this. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any public comment regarding this OHV bill? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Sure. This is Commissioner Mitchell. I move to take a position of support for AB 47, the OHV bill, and to instruct staff to make that position known.
There's a motion. Do we have a second? Commissioner Gilman?
Second.
Thank you.
I'm sorry I was distracted. I second.
No problem. So there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
All right, the last one, and I'm probably going to ask Keith on how we might approach this one. So SB 304 was brought to my attention by Chief Lonkar. It affects fire districts and a lot of their NFPA mandates. The reason it's on a county item is because the county owns the fire district buildings, so it could affect the buildings. I'm going to ask Mr. Loomis, could the fire chief talk about this item on fire district, because he does have it agendized, and then I just participate with him. And if the board takes any action, the board revisits, does the fire district, and then revisits this item to take action directing county staff to do something. Do you feel comfortable with that?
So the idea is that Chief Longcar will present the specifics of the bill and then we'll reconvene as the Board of County Commissioners?
Yeah, or the fire chief speaks on this one as a county item, however we want to do it. That just works. Okay. So that I'm going to go ahead and sit down. I'm going to let the fire chief come under fire district. Let him go through this bill with himself. I'll participate openly. I understand that you all would take a motion with the fire chief under his fire district, and then we would revisit this item at the county to give the county direction on how this might affect county buildings.
And if I may inject it, can we just go to public comment and I present the public comment, and that way we're not breaking. Okay.
That'll work too.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
We just keep it on the agenda item.
Yeah, let's do that. Thank you, Jeremy.
So, do we have public comment?
Nothing to say. Okay. So, is there any public comment on this bill?
Hey, yes, Commissioners. Jeremy Longcar for the record. So, I did bring this to County Manager Osborne's attention just because there is some overlap here. The county does own the fire stations, and just to back up and use this more of an opportunity for education is the NFPA's National Fire Protection Association. And it is a special interest group that has done some great things for the fire service over the years. All right, they build essentially guidelines for us now, and fire districts and fire departments across the nation and even the country strive to achieve that because we know that that's been recognized as good practice for our people. However, to put it, to enact it into law, saying that we must follow that, comes with an extreme financial burden, and it means essentially rewriting a lot of the ways we do. Now we get to hand select them. We get to pick them, go, this is good. We're going to strive to get to this. But a couple of particular ways, and I'll keep this very specific to the county impact, is the NFPA also dictates how fire stations are to be constructed. If we're in them, you know, the retro, just to get in there and retrofit them to meet these standards. Now there's contamination zones, which they break up the stations. We have to have these, you know, corridors of green, you know, almost like a hazmat scene. So there's quite a financial impact as far as getting into each one of these stations, retrofitting them to bring them up to standards within NFPA 1585 as well as 1500. So there's a big financial burden there. And then as well, NFPA also produces its own building and fire codes. Currently, we use some of the NFPA stuff, but again, we get to hand select them. The International Code Council, the ICC, in which we all follow, even recognizes that NFPA is smarter at this thing. Well, let's take NFPA 13, that's sprinklers, or NFPA 14, that's standpipes. Go ahead and use them. They give us the ability to use them because they don't want to rewrite them. They, you know, they do put together these technical committees and compose these things, but they also say, no, we've got our own code as well. Story County Fire Protection District operate off of international codes. So it's standardized code. We work together well because the codes mirror language. So in enacting this, the way the language reads is that we must operate in compliance with the current NFPA standards. And that would mean we would have to switch building and fire codes, and it would not communicate well between the fire district and the county because now we're looking at two separate codes. That's going to slow down our construction. There's going to be conflicting